This is KCUR 89.3. It was a long night on the way to the Royals' win of Game 1 of the World Series out at the K. KCUR's Sam Zeff was at the ballpark and found some folks who are both Mets and Royals fans.
Throw him another fastball!
So about an hour before the stands filled, and it got just crazy loud, there was a group of Mets fans gathered behind their dugout on the third base side. Lots of blue and orange, lots of chanting, "Let's go Mets." But it turns out some Mets fans are also Royals fans, like Cody Rogers from upstate New York, who was hoping to chat with a Met or two when I caught up with him.
Drove out here, 21 hours, nice trip.
Talk about what these Mets mean to you this year.
These Mets mean everything to me. It is crazy. You deal with a lot of years of hard baseball, like just fighting for wins whenever you can get them. They make the World Series out of nowhere. They haven't been to the postseason since 06. It's magic. They're the Miracle Mets. That's exactly what they are. It happened in 86. That's what they're doing right now. Caught first half of the season back home. They were like, yeah, we're going to need you to go to Kansas to work. Came out here. Been watching the Mets online, catching all the games. Be like, oh my God, they're surging. Betting on them. They've been pulling it off, and it's crazy. It's a miracle. That's all it is. I've been out here for like 3 months working. They make the World Series after I caught a couple games when I was back home. Made the World Series while I'm out here. The first game is in Kansas, where I'm working, an hour and a half away. It's miraculous. The Mets are in the National League. Aside from them starting the season against each other next year, they don't play each other, so you don't have to root against the Royals except for this World Series. So as far as the Royals are concerned, when they're not playing the Mets, I'm a fan of the Royals. I will root for the Royals when they're playing anybody other than the Mets. I like what they're about. They've dealt with the same hardships, same type of baseball team. They're hard-nosed. They got hard-throwing pitchers. They're a blue-collar baseball team. And you respect that about a baseball team because that's what the sport's about. The Royals are the same kind of team, that's why it's going to be a great series, because it's two hard-nosed teams going against each other, good pitching, great hitting, against each other, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a great series.
Hey, Seaver, come over here. You're next.
Okay.
All right. Tell me your name.
My name is Mary LaDan.
And you're from New York, I understand.
I am born and raised on Long Island, and we lived in Queens up until we moved here about 4 years ago.
How did you become a Mets fan as opposed to a Yankees fan?
Oh, my goodness. Don't even.
We are.
The family was Brooklyn Dodgers fans. And when they moved, my mom became a Mets fan, and she was the heart of it all, the heart of the Mets, Islanders, Jets, you name it. And when my brother had a little Yankees shirt out when he was 7, and my mother said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We're Yankees fans, aren't we?" And she nearly ripped his head off. But yeah, definitely always a Mets fan.
Are you a Royals fan when you're not a Mets fan?
Completely, actually. The Mets are probably the only team I would root for over the Royals, but you can't go against the Mets. I mean, how great is this? Isn't this awesome?
What's your name, son?
Seaver.
What's your last name?
LaDad.
Do you know how you got the name Seaver?
I actually was named after a Mets player, which was Tom Seaver.
What's your sign say?
My name is Seaver. Go Mets.
Good for you. Thanks for talking to me, pal.
That's KCUR's Sam Zeff. Follow him on Twitter @SamZeff.